Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone, and it's a privilege and a pleasure to be back here with you on the air at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This week we celebrate Veterans Day, and because it is Veterans Day, I want to take a moment to begin our show by saying thank you to all of the men and women who serve in the armed forces, who defend our nation, who bring peace throughout the world, and who have been there for decades to serve our country. We appreciate you, we love you, and we thank you for all that you do. We also want to thank those families out there who support the men and women who serve our nation, because they have provided stability back at home, taking care of the kids and the grandkids, and doing whatever it takes to support their loved ones who serve our nation in all branches of the military. Many years ago, my stepbrother Kenneth Montone was killed in Vietnam, and so our family can appreciate, you know, the loss of a loved one. We understand what it means to lose someone that you love very dearly because he's serving the armed forces. He was a Marine sergeant, served in Vietnam for 3.5 years. He did 2 tours and unfortunately was killed and never came home. And for the many who did come home, we thank you for your service to our nation, and we wish you just a beautiful, a peaceful, and a wonderful Veterans Day celebration, and God bless you for all that you do. Once again, my friends, this is Clear for Takeoff, and before we get into our program, I want to take a moment to introduce you to my grandson, Dominic, who is an altar server at St. Mary's Cathedral in Trenton, New Jersey, and we're going to talk a little bit about what it means to becoming an altar server and, you know, the commitment he has made. So, Dominic, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Dom, can you tell us how long have you been an altar server?
Maybe for about, I think like a year or two, maybe.
Okay, about a year or two. And when you think about serving each and every weekend, what is it, you know, that keeps you coming back to being an altar server?
What keeps me back coming to be an altar server is that it just feels special serving for God, and it just sometimes helps me to be focused, and I like it a lot, and it's fun to do, and it's also special.
Okay, very good. And how old are you, Dom?
I'm 9, and I'm about to turn 10 in 6 days.
Okay, in 6 days it's going to be your birthday, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on board, because it's important that we have both boys and girls serving God on the altar, at the altar. And as a deacon at St. Mary's, what is it like to be with your pop-up on the altar during the Mass?
Very special. It's very special to have my grandpa on the Mass.
Okay. And for me as well, my friends out there, you know, one of the blessings I've had is 4 grandchildren, and having Dominic at the altar with me while we're preparing the Eucharist is just a powerful thing, because it's just another blessing God has provided. You know, it gives me great comfort to be with Dom while we're preparing the Eucharist once again, and throughout the entire Mass, it's just very nice to have, you know, another family member with me, and especially Dom, who is very dear to me. So, Dom, I want to thank you for, you know, being with us here on the show today. God bless you, and we wish you a happy birthday, a wonderful year, and 10 years old, it's a milestone, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Okay, Dom is a piano player, and he's a track runner, and he's doing great at 10 years old. So we're going to just say a short prayer, my friends, if you would join me in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this moment on the air here at Holy Spirit Radio. We pray this prayer today for all of the veterans out there who serve our nation. We pray for their children who are growing up and sometimes are missing their moms and dads who are serving our nation abroad. Father God, we ask that you bring their parents home and deliver the love of God with that delivery of their parent, either mother or father, back to them, back to their home, back to their family, and back within their lives. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, Dom, thanks for joining us, and God bless you today.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Okay, my friends, if you're listening out there, that was my grandson Dominic, who is a 10-year-old and doing great, and really is just a special individual who has decided to become an altar server, serving now for just about 2 years over at St. Mary's Cathedral. And as we begin our program, let's start off with our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions at this time? Check. And if you've answered yes to the four questions, my friends, then you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. And let's go to it. Our first reading is from the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verses 19 to 20. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of Malachi, the Lord gives us a great message when he says, but for you who fear my name, there will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. The word of God, my friend, says that every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The book of Psalms says that the first step to wisdom is the fear of the Lord. And Jesus has many names. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And my friends, for those who are out there who do not fear Jesus or reverence Jesus or give him deep respect, the day is coming when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. It's a tremendous warning, my friends, that we get from the book of Malachi to pay attention and to focus in on growing in faith in Christ. God is giving us a warning that the day is coming and will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. And again, the Lord is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. If we're not listening to him if we're not respecting the Word of God, it may be the greatest mistake we can ever make. And there's no recourse, because God confirms that the day is coming and it will set them on fire. These are the people who do not fear Jesus, do not believe in Jesus. The atheists, the agnostics, the liberal entities out there who ignore the Word of God, who are opposed to the Word of God, the peace of God, opposed to the love of God. And Jesus is calling us all, my friends, to come on board with his message, which is, "But for you who fear my name, there will arise the Sun of Justice and its healing rays." And again, the book of Psalms says that the first step to wisdom is the fear of the Lord. So if we don't fear the Lord, we have no wisdom. Because the first step to gaining wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Not my words, the words of Jesus Christ, inspired by the Holy Spirit. Very powerful message. I challenge you, my friends, today to raise the standard and to reverence Jesus Christ at a higher level. Every knee shall bend and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is the time to make your decision to go forward and lift God up to a higher priority. If he's last on the list every week, raise him up to the top. Make him number one. Submit because you love God. Not because he's an obligation, being forced to do something that you really don't want to do. You do it out of love for God. That's your challenge for the week. Let's go to our second reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 to 12. And here it is. "Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us, for we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as to not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have a right. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way, by not keeping busy, but minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food." The gospel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the second letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians, my friends, St. Paul tells us from a position of strength that they are role models. He is a role model, both in word and action. That is his goal, to model for us the way to go, the direction to take, the pathway to enter. And in word and action, the message is the same. And you and I, my friends, are called to lead by example, to be good Christians, to live out the Catholic faith, the Christian faith, the Word of God, the Blessed Mother Mary at the apparition sites, approved by the Church, brings a great message always, to read some scriptures and then to live them out. Just a few scriptures every day, but to live them out, to lead by example in word and action. Because when we say we're going to do something, but go the opposite way, we become hypocrites. And St. Paul, the great persecutor of the church, converted by the Lord himself, brought back into the fold, even after the damage he did to people's lives because of their faith in Jesus. St. Paul was given a new chance, another opportunity, and the Lord welcomed him into the fold, gave him responsibility, and he will do the same for you and I. But it requires change. What is the number one change you need to make? And as we think about that this week, my friends, I want you to think about your words and your actions. Are they one and the same? Are they equal? Or are they opposite? Can we do better? Can we strive to do a better job? To lead by example? To follow in the footsteps of St. Paul, who wrote 13 books of the Bible, and to be a role model for our children when so many people out there are not good role models for their children because of excessive drinking, drugs and alcohol, gambling, infidelity, no church on Sunday, no blessing at the dinner table. Many people neglect those habits that bring us into the fold week after week after week. What can you and I do, my friends, to help to win them over in our own homes, in our own jobs, in our lives? We can be living examples of the Word of God without saying a word, just by making the sign of the cross. People will see and know that you're a Christian. Just by saying, God bless you, when somebody sneezes, people will know that you're a faithful person. By saying a blessing at the dinner table at home, or a blessing in a restaurant, putting your faith out there, my friends, and bringing the love of God to people in a very simple way through a blessing at the dinner table. Leading by example, being role models for our children, for our wives and husbands, doing the very best we can to live out our faith, that is our calling. God wants to help us to do that, so he inspires us through the Holy Spirit and through the great actions of other people who are role models for us. And there are many people, both in the church and outside the church, who are great role models as husbands and fathers, wives and mothers, people who are preachers and teachers and confessors, married, single, and religious. It's all out there. People living the faith. And God fills the world with people of all kinds, both men and women, to live out the faith and to lead us by their example. This week, once again, I give you a second challenge for you and I to lead by example and to not be hypocrites, but to do the very best we can to follow in the footsteps of St. Paul, who truly was a role model for all of us, who gave us the model to follow, the things to do day in and day out. He gives us a great message here. And the word goes on to say this, for us on your life, what do you have to do, my friends? If we go into the word which says, we hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way. Is your life in order or is it in chaos? Are we making excuses for the things that we're doing wrong, the way we're treating other people? Our impatience, our infidelity, our breaking of the commandments, our inability to practice the golden rule, to treat others fairly, nicely, kindly, the way we would like to be treated. And the word goes on to say, by not keeping busy, but minding the business of others. Are you and I involved in other people's business too often? Do they not have space and privacy any longer? Are we impacting them in a negative way because we're too close and they need space? Sometimes parents themselves are too involved in their children's lives. They need to grow, take ownership of their lives to become a full man or a full woman. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food. So God brings another great message to us to focus on our own lives. Get your house in order before we try to get other people's homes in order, passing judgment on other people's lives, looking too close in when we should be concerned about our own selves, our own souls. Once again, my friends, for you and I, let's lift ourselves up to a higher standard and get closer to that standard that St. Paul sets for us. Let's go to our gospel reading from Luke chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. And here it is. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, all that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down. Then they asked him, teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen? He answered, see that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he. The time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first. But it will not immediately be the end. Then he said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the gospel of Luke today, we are given a great message about end times, my friends. Final times. When things will be very upsetting. And we will be persecuted before other people, even our family members, because of our faith in Jesus Christ. And it will lead us to give testimony, to take a position on our faith and on the issues that are important to our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord tells us something very important, to not prepare our testimony. Do not prepare your defense beforehand, because he will give us a wisdom in speaking that all our adversaries will be powerless to resist. Imagine that the Lord gives us a defense based on our faith in Christ, a defense that no one can resist. It cannot be refuted. And he will lift us up to deliver that testimony at that final moment. So be at peace, because the Lord Jesus Christ is with you and I in tough times. He will give us what we need in word and action, and he will help us to deliver us from harm. As he says, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. My friends, who can you believe today? The people on the news? People who are lying to you on television sometimes? Who can you believe but the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God? Again, he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And my friends, do not be afraid, because the Lord is with us in these final times, these tougher days, when things will happen and people will be seized and we will be persecuted. But again, do not be afraid. Have confidence, because the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven, our Holy Spirit, will lead us through these tough times. They are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus. And that's powerful. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll see you next time here at Holy Spirit Radio, and clear for takeoff. Have a great day, and happy Veterans Day to all of those who serve our nation. God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.